think when I saw him, he's obviously shattered with what's happened, because he's been such an exemplary figure in Australian cricket for the last 4 years particularly. His life's changed, obviously. But you have to ask him how he's going. All I know is important to go and see him. We talk about looking after our boys, having each other's backs, and it was a no-brainer for me to go and see him.
Well, there's Justin Langer telling us he went and had a chat to Tim Payne, and I cannot believe, Scoop, that he's copped heat over that action, that decision to go and see somebody who is clearly...
Who criticised that?
General criticism.
Was there?
I think across the Twitter sphere going to have a chat to him. This is Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy. And
of course he's
going
to go see the guy that was captain of the team for so long.
Kia, the all-new Kia range is available now. Brendan Julian, Chief of Fox Sports cricket coverage, not far away from joining us. Guy's been holding on the longest. So kick us off, Guy. You want to talk about the Ashes?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Am I missing something? Because I can't understand why they've cancelled this Perth test. Why couldn't they just play that as the first test?
Well,
they come in from England, do their quarantine, and then play the game.
Yeah, well, I think that ultimately was what the Emperor tried to orchestrate, and that's a swap for the second test because they would have been coming out of Queensland, wouldn't have had to quarantine, etc. But unfortunately, it's not quite as simple as that. I thought it was creative from Mark McGowan, but the Sacker poo-pooed that one pretty quickly. It was in his court. He held sway, and ultimately, I think it's fair to say, Scoop, he was...
You and I have been saying on this program...
He jumped before he was pushed.
For at least 3 weeks that the Perth test was never going to happen, even when they were confident. Brendan Julian is the main man at Fox Cricket. He's been good enough to join us. You can catch every ball of the Ashes live. It is ad break free. You can stream it on KO. You can also watch it in 4K Ultra HD on Foxtel, which is what I like doing, Jared. Brendan's on the line. Welcome, Brendan.
G'day, boys. How are you?
We're going well. How good are you at the weather? Just looking down the temperature list, it looks fantastic. 29, 30, 29, 28, and climaxing the final day of 27. The only problem is 70%, 60%, 50%, 60%, 50% chance of a shower. Are we going to get a result, Brendan?
I reckon you will get a result. I mean, if there's a little bit of grass on the pitch and it's sort of swinging around a bit, I reckon the big decision is going to be with Pat Cummins being the bowler and captain now. If he senses a bit of twinge or a bit of tweak in the pitch,
yep,
he may want to bowl first. I mean, normally, 9 times out of 10, you win the toss, you bat first. That's what batsmen normally do. But I tell you what, if he gets an inkling or there's a delayed start, there's a bit of weather around and it's grassy, you might want to put him in if he wins the toss.
Would you?
Don't know. I'd need to be. You'd make that decision about half an hour before you toss the coin.
As a bowler, you would have stuck him. You see a little bit of green grass on that. You'd want to get hold of the new Kookaburra.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Also, I don't reckon it's a bad thing either, because I tell you what, it's up against England's top three, which are pretty ordinary, I reckon. I mean, Joe Root moving down towards the middle of the order is pretty good. Ben Stokes and Josh Butler and Bairstow. But their top order is shabby. So I don't know. I reckon he'll be thinking about it. But what happens is, if they get in there and they bat well on the first day, then you normally cop it as a bowler. But I think it'd be a brave move. Not everyone has always won a toss and batted first. But if there's a bit of grass on it, you might want to do it.
It is a big call for a first-up captain with his first call. If he wins, I reckon he'd almost prefer to lose the toss.
Was it Chappelli used to say?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, you bat. And the 10th time, you think about bowling.
And still bat.
And you still bat.
But don't forget, Chappelli in 1974 always said that. And he bowled first in the first two test matches at the Gabba, then Perth. So, you know, he has got the history
selective memory,
first.
Okay.
He can do it. Exactly. Hey,
Brendan, how much has the tide turned from, say, 2 months ago when we were all sitting here thinking, oh, well, this should be a nice, easy rollover 3 or 4 nil against England? A fair bit's changed since then.
Mate, you're absolutely right, mate. I mean, one, we've flicked their captain, so that changes it all around a bit, which I don't necessarily think is going to have a massive impact on the side. Yes, you don't want to lose your captain, I agree, but I don't think I think Ben Stokes coming out to England, I think that has turned it around significantly for England. I think their bowling is really solid with Anderson and Broad. I think their only issue is probably the top three batsmen. But I definitely think we will go on as favourites, but it won't be a walkover. No doubt about that. It'll be a lot closer than what we think.
Did they make the right call with Travis Head over Usman Khawaja?
Look, I think they did. I think they had to give him some sort of opportunity to at least prove himself. I mean, look, he averages 40 in Test cricket and probably 27 in the last series against England. I don't think he's a lock-in for the whole series, but he will have to bat well, but I think he deserves that run. Uzi has had his chances as well, and he's had his chances to lock in his spot, and he hasn't done that. He's batted well in the Sheffield Shield, so I'm happy with that decision. I don't think, as I say, it's a lock-in for the whole five test matches, but certainly for the first two.
Brendan Julian joining us from Fox Cricket ahead of the Ashes. BJ, is Shane Warne's criticism of Mitchell Starc warranted?
Yeah, I think it's a bit tough. I mean, Warney always believes that probably Mitch Starc has not sort of lived up to those expectations. But I'm all for having Mitch Starc in the first test match. I want to see how he's going. I don't think he's bowling that poorly. Yes, I know there are times when he sprays it around and he looks ordinary, but he's that type of bowler. You know, he's that type of bowler that can win you games and then he can go for 60 or 5 overs. So I don't mind that. Being a left armer myself, you cop it a bit if you spray it around. But, you know, if he's on song, he can win you a test match. So I'm happy to see that for the first couple of test matches, no doubt.
West Australia has lost the test match, the deciding test match. Where should it go?
I'd love it to come to Melbourne, to be honest. I'd love it to be a day-nighter in Melbourne. I understand Tasmania want the test match down there, but you're not going to get the crowd down there compared to Melbourne. You're not going to get the financial revenue that Cricket Australia desperately need. Look, I love Tasmania and I love all the people down there, but I would love it to go back to Melbourne for a day-nighter and hopefully if it was a decider. I just think that Melbourne deserve that. You know, they've been deprived of a lot of sport. They've been crucified in the AFL. I think it's the home of cricket, the MCG, and I would love it to be there. So that would be my vote. I just think the people in Melbourne would support it even after a Boxing Day test match.
What odds, Jared? Framing the market, who's favourite?
I reckon 70% for us, 30% for Tasmania, and 0%, 0% for GMHBA, even though Prime Ministerial candidate Richard Miles, he's called for it to go to Geelong. Trouble is he didn't check with the CEO of the ground. He said, we can't do it. We've got renovations to our stadium.
I reckon Tasmania, $1.40 favourite.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where do you come from?
I agree. I think it's a bit closer than what we think. I don't think it's done and dusted all in Melbourne. I think at this stage, Tassie, the government have got it behind it. I know they're throwing a bit of money at it as well. And they lost the Afghanistan test match. So I think they're in front at the moment.
I reckon.
Where would the broadcasters like to have it? Surely the day-nighters
Melbourne
are much more attractive than a half-full stadium down in Tassie.
Well, that's what I do. And weather's always a problem. I mean, you don't want it to be sort of washed out down to Tasmania. Not that it can't be washed out in Melbourne, but I just think visually it would look great. And the first time you've got a day-night test match in Melbourne, I think the people would get out and support it. I think you'd get 40, 50,000 people there, no problem. We're down in Tassie at night time. It could be a lot colder. You're not too sure about it. So, that's my gut feeling.
The one thing we do know, if they do get the Ashes test, and good luck to them if they do, it would be a huge test for cricket down there. They've had poor crowds over the journey.
Huge test for a test.
Yep. They've always been up against C-grade sides, if you like. So this is an Ashes test.
That'd be huge.
If they couldn't fill it 3 out of the 5 days, then the foot.
It would be question mark. But what I'd do is I'd try and allow people travelling from Melbourne down to Tassie to make it a really big corporate event. I mean, I'd be trying to sell it that way as well. I don't think you necessarily have to sell it to all Tasmanian people. I mean, Make it accessible to people that can travel from Melbourne straight down there in that hour flight and make it a test match like they do in Adelaide. A lot of people travel to Adelaide to go and watch it. I mean, a lot of country people from Victoria could get down to Tasmania and watch it. You know, I think you've got to throw it open to other states as well, not just Tasmania.
Jump on the Spirit. Salamanca will be pumping.
It will be.
You've had a couple of quiet nights there, Jared, after some long boat trips.
Yeah, maybe they could time it with the Sydney to Hobart crew just getting
free. It'd be great. Weather will be beautiful.
Ask you if Alex Carey should have been told he only has 2 test matches? Why wouldn't you say you're in and we're going to back you all the way?
Well, I think they have said that. I think a blanket sort of decision was made that they want to just announce it for the first two test matches. But I think in the back of their mind, George Bailey's indicated that he's loyal. I think Justin Lang is loyal. I think they've made the right decision. Yep. I reckon that's spot on that they picked him. I think he could turn into a really, really good player. I mean, I'm not sure if he's the best keeper in the country at the moment, but certainly Gilly came through that scenario and did a really good job. So I think they've done that in the back of his mind, mate. I'd be surprised if they changed it, even if he didn't start that well.
So just before we let you go, what's our weakness? If England's main weakness is depth in the middle order, what do you see as ours?
Well, I think our weakness is the top of the order. I think probably one and two. We're not sure about Dave Warner, how he's going. And I think also our five is a proven problem. So I think our batting is an issue. I think it's a situation where I think both countries' of batting is not strong. So that's our issue. Our batting's the issue. Our bowling's fine. We'll knock over England. No, don't worry about that. We need to get runs out of the top order, which would be one and two. We need to get runs out of our number five as well. That'll be the crucial problem if we're not going to go well in this test series, where we're not getting enough runs in the first innings. If we get runs in the first innings, then that'll look after itself. But those are the pressure points for us.
Brendan, thanks so much for coming on. Looking forward to watching you on Fox throughout the Ashes.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.
Brendan Julian there from Fox Cricket. So that's interesting, Jared. Like, listening to that, you wouldn't be back in the draw unless, you know, the first test there's rain.
Well, rain is the reason. I mean,
no, I know, but I'm saying drawn test matches.
Yep.
That have 5 days of good weather. I don't know if we're going to see many.
Well, if both sides are weak in the batting department
and fairly strong in bowling,
it's going to be a result each time. Save the weather.
As we go to the break, it's time for news headlines with Tony Tardio.